Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Point West with Bobby West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Point West,
All right, here we go. I'd like to thank you all for my producers and engineers to get us on this morning. Little controversy, but we made it. Here we are on Point West, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. We go where you go, and this is radio the way it should be heard. If you're looking at YouTube, you can go to the YouTube channel, type in TalkTainment, and then TalkTainment number two, then scroll down to radio, and then you can actually see the program as I do the thing. And what we're going to be talking about today, which is Barack Obama. Do you know who this man is? Do you really know? If someone asked you, who is it, what would you say? Based on what? Based on the evidence that he has done? Well, that's what we're going to open up here. You can call if you'd like at our number 877-932-9766, or you can Gmail me if you had a question. The numero 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y at gmail.com. Some are going to be listening via TalkTainmentRadio.com, and we like that. Just go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage and hit listen live, and then you'll be right there. You can also hear the program on Facebook.com/TalkTainment, and it's there too. Here we go with Barack Obama. Now, I deliberately asked them to cut out the first 10 minutes of the program because it is rather lengthy. But if you have a pen and paper, you want to take down notes, you do so, and then maybe we can have a conversation at the end. Okay, without further ado, here we go talking about Barack Obama. Do you know who this man is? All righty. Barack Obama, do you know who he is? We'll get our sound and everything together, and then we'll be right on it for those of you who are on the YouTube channel. Yes, yes. All righty. Just about ready there. For those of you who are on the radio side, you're seeing pictures of Barack and people clapping. I believe this was a Yes We Can speech here as we tune it up here. Oh yeah, we've been having all kinds of issues, but we're going to get through these issues because you need to hear this. Yes, okay. All righty. There we go. Getting ready. Okay. Again, for those of you who are just by radio only, right now we're showing pictures of Barack, and he is speaking. Yes. And yes, as soon as we get that sound up, you will be able to hear what's going on. And that is important because these are going to be his words. And that is very important. Okay, and then they will give me the signal when they have reached the point there. That's why I'm talking.
Obama pledged that he would resume the security and prosperity partnership talks between Mexico and Canada that President Bush initiated.
The old boss is starting to look a lot like the new boss.
Robert Gates is going to remain on the job as defense secretary for at least a year.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
We see you causing a depression so you can blow out the economy and consolidate it and bankrupt it. We know that you are enemies of free humanity, and we are here standing against your tyranny.
The Obama deception. The truth strikes back.
It's like the manager of Burger King. All presidents are, including Bush. It's like this. When your fries are cold, if your burger is not done right, you go back to Burger King, America, or your government, and you say, my burger's cold. I want new fries. First, you go to the cashier. That's the courts. You argue to the courts. The courts, if you can't get no justice with the cashier, you say, let me see the manager. I want to go to the Supreme Court. I want to see the president. The manager comes out. Hi, what can I do for you? Now, the manager can override the decisions of the cashier, but you never get to see the franchise owner of Burger King. If you really have a problem with your burger, you need to go see the franchise owner. We need to go to the top or to the bottom. We need to go to where the real architecture of government is. And it's not in a president. It's in a global scheme.
Politics in America today is identical to pro wrestling. And what I mean by that is, in front of the cameras and the public, we all hate each other. I'm going to kick my opponent's butt. I'm going to whale him from here to high water and beat the crap out of him. Yet behind the scenes, we all are friends going out to dinner.
Went to dinner together.
And it's all a work.
All intermarried.
Show business.
It's show biz. And that's what you have today in politics. The Democrats and Republicans aren't really opposed to each other.
Left and right mean nothing. The only thing that counts is, are you working for Wall Street or are you trying to defend the people against the financiers?
It's pretty obvious that there's some gigantic financial institutions that have been pulling the strings of politicians in this country for a long time. And just the fact that we have it set up where they can donate millions of dollars to these guys' funds, these guys' campaigns. I mean, how do we not expect it all to go bad?
America in 2009 was desperate for change. The past 8 years had been a disaster.
Those weapons of mass destruction got to be somewhere. Maybe under here.
George W. Bush, who had claimed to be a conservative, had tripled the size of the federal government, shredded the Constitution, and destroyed the image of the United States worldwide.
Nope, no weapons over there.
Endless wars, over a million dead Iraqis, and more than 5,000 dead U.S. troops. The Patriot Act, warrantless domestic wiretapping and spying, the end of Posse Comitatus, the rise of the treasonous North American Union, a deepening recession sliding towards total economic collapse. These factors and other abuses had the American people in a state of panic for their future and the very existence of the United States. The elite were in trouble. The people were beginning to see through their facade, past their front man, and to the ruling elite behind the throne. For the first time in U.S. history, both parties were universally hated. Congress had a 9% approval rating. The globalist agenda had stalled. And then, onto the scene came a man who promised change. Change we could all believe in. Barack H. Obama promised to end the war and bring our troops home fast. He pledged to uphold the Constitution and to stop the federal government from spying on the American people. Candidate Obama told American workers that he was going to get them out of NAFTA and GATT. And he's already breaking those promises. In this film, we will prove that Obama says one thing and does another, and that he works for the very same elite interest that Bush served, the very interest engineering the financial collapse and formation of a dictatorial world government. This film is not about left or right. It is nonpartisan. Our past documentary films are among some of the most damning indictments of George W. Bush and his administration that have ever been made. If humanity has any hope of effecting real change for the better, it will not come from the Madison Avenue false reality makers who have cast Barack Obama as the savior of the world. To alter our course from tyranny to liberty, to defeat the corrupt elite, we must get past the puppets and confront the real power structure of the planet.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
Webster Griffin Tarpley is an accomplished geopolitical analyst and historian. Among his scholarly works are the unauthorized biographies of George Herbert Walker Bush and Barack Hussein Obama.
Since Bush the elder made his speech at the United Nations back in September of 1990 talking about the new world order, I think I've become confused about what's actually going on in the world. The new world order is a more palatable name for the Anglo-American world empire. It's the planetary domination of London, New York, Washington over the rest of the world. It's hard to get people to join that or think they have a part in it if you call it the Anglo-American world empire. If you call it the new world order, then people in India or someplace like that or the European Union might think, well, there's something in that for us too. But that's not what it is. It's the Anglo-American new world order. It's really the old world order. It's the British Empire morphing into the American Empire. The U.S.-British world empire is what you're going to get.
Combines of powerful men have always battled with each other over the levers of power. Gerald Celente is recognized as one of the world's foremost trends forecasters and as the founder of the Trends Research Institute.
People that are knowledgeable know that the fight that this country has been waging since its inception is for the central bankers not to take over the country. And that's why people like Andrew Jackson were elected. And that's why people revere people like Thomas Jefferson and others. The takeover has happened, and it's a corporate takeover.
Agents of the Bank of England attempted to assassinate President Andrew Jackson on multiple occasions because of his resistance against a private central bank being set up in the United States.
And it was something that Abraham Lincoln warned. And this is, by the way, why I believe he was assassinated. This is the Lincoln quote. "The money powers prey upon the nation in times of peace and conspire against it in times of adversity. It is more despotic than monarchy, more insolent than autocracy, more selfish than bureaucracy. I see in the near future a crisis approaching that unnerves me and causes me to tremble for the safety of my country. Corporations have been enthroned. An era of corruption will follow, and the money power of the country will endeavor to prolong its reign by working upon the prejudices of the people until the wealth is aggregated in a few hands and the republic is destroyed." Wall Street has killed Main Street.
So I know how unpopular it is to be seen as helping banks right now, especially when everyone is suffering in part from their bad decisions. I promise you, I get it.
Up until about the Kennedy assassination and the beginning of the war in Vietnam, the United States is a very powerful engine for world progress. It's the assassinations, the Kennedy assassination,
and the others in the 1960s, the beginning of the Vietnam War, and the beginning of the absolute domination of the Wall Street Group over every other interest. Nobody else counts except the Wall Street money masters. That has now made the United States into no longer a force for progress, but something very different, often a force for destruction in the world.
The military-industrial complex has taken over the country along with the Wall Street gang.
If you look also at the people that Obama has put on his appointments list, it's all Wall Street. It's government of Wall Street, by Wall Street, and for Wall Street. There's nobody from heavy industry. There's nobody from the auto sector. Nobody from Silicon Valley. Nobody from big oil. Nobody from defense. No labor, no women, no retirees, no small business, nothing. It's pure Wall Street. The only people who have a voice in Obama's councils are Wall Street finance oligarchs. That's all there is. Nobody else counts for anything under Obama. It's the most extreme Wall Street administration we've ever had.
Before his death, President Woodrow Wilson apologized to the public, regretting that he had been deceived by a group of international bankers and the country's financial system had fallen into their iron grip via the Federal Reserve Act of 1913.
Whether sought or unsought by the military-industrial complex, the potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
Dwight D. Eisenhower, he warned the people that the military-industrial complex was taking over the country.
Only 3 years after leaving office, President Eisenhower's prophetic warning concerning the threat posed to our system of government by the military-industrial complex came to pass. President John F. Kennedy had enraged the entire elite network.
Now, Kennedy was brought in as somebody who was expected to be a puppet. It was thought that his pro-Nazi father, Joseph P. Kennedy, the bootlegger, the speculator, would guarantee that Kennedy would be obedient to the establishment. They thought that Kennedy was a sex maniac who could be manipulated through all of this, but it turned out that through his personal suffering, Kennedy had discovered a personal sense of himself which went beyond just being a puppet, and he began to think about things like economic recovery, world peace, having a space program, making deals with the Soviets, cutting the Federal Reserve down to size, and a whole series of other things.
Executive Order number 11110, signed by President Kennedy, began the process of abolishing the private Federal Reserve. Kennedy was also pushing for real civil rights reform and had begun the process of pulling the troops out of Vietnam.
The last time you had an actual president was Kennedy.
The oligarchs took swift and decisive action. When John Kennedy attempted to take the government back from the robber barons, he was brutally murdered. The message to future U.S. presidents and leaders across the world was clear: do as you're told or die. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was the last true president of the United States. And until the globalists are removed from power, we will never have another real one.
The other thing about the American presidency you've got to remember is that this is a puppet post. It's automatically going to be a puppet post. The idea that Obama is somebody who's going to come in and exercise real authority when he's obviously been chosen and given everything that he's got by these financiers.
Presidents are now little more than corporate pitchmen who take all the political heat while the controllers remain in the shadows, safe from public scrutiny. Hip-hop icon KRS-One is not just known for selling millions of albums. He has led a tireless crusade against youth violence and has been a strong voice for human rights.
If they controlled it before, what makes you think they're not controlling it now? The country was on a verge of revolution. They threw a black man up. Now we like this.
They give him the money, they give him the bundling, they give him vote fraud, they give him the media whores. They give him goons. They even have elected officials making threats to put people in jail if they criticize Obama in public. All of this is the mark of a puppet. And that means that he is a puppet, actually more of a puppet than anybody else, more of a puppet than Mrs. Clinton would have been, even more of a puppet than McCain. He's the maximum puppet that we've had, certainly since Jimmy Carter.
They put a black face on the New World Order, and now we all happy. KRS ain't buying it.
In the real executive power structure, the president serves the military-industrial complex, itself owned by the international bankers. If there's a revolution, the population just throws out the prime minister or president. The elite stays in power because the public is never aware of who the real enemy is. In Evian, France in 1991, standing before the Bilderberg Group, the apex of the world government power structure, David Rockefeller defined the New World Order as a system of world government serving the international banking elite. For decades, the banker-owned media would attack anyone who dared to warn the public that a dictatorial world government was being constructed right under their nose, and that national sovereignty was being deliberately destroyed. And now, after years of denial, the media and the elite themselves are proudly announcing that not only is world government real, but is the answer to the financial crisis that they carefully engineered. Suddenly, the Wall Street Journal tells us that the North American Union is here, and that getting rid of the dollar for a common currency with Canada and Mexico is good. The Financial Times of London, published by a member of the Bilderberg Group, crowed that a dictatorial world government had been kept in the shadows for our own good, and that it was now time for it to emerge from behind the curtains of national security. White House Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel stated on record that they can't let this crisis go to waste.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that, it's an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
And Henry Kissinger, who gave Barack Obama his first job out of college, told national television that the economic collapse was a great opportunity to bring in the New World Order. He went on to say that Barack Obama was the perfect person to sell it to the world.
But he can give a new impetus to American foreign policy, partly because the reception of him is so extraordinary around the world. I think his task will be to develop an overall strategy for America in this period when really a new world order can be created. It's a great opportunity. It isn't just a crisis.
In June of 2006, our team traveled to Ottawa, Canada to gather intelligence on the shadow government's agenda for the coming years.
I think that's the Queen.
Investigative journalist and best-selling author Daniel Estulin had been tracking the Bilderberg Group for more than 16 years. His moles inside Bilderberg informed him that the elite were planning to first run the price of gas up to $150 a barrel, unimaginable in 2006. He also reported that after suckering the middle class back into the stock market, the group was going to implode the subprime mortgage market and destroy public confidence.
Well, one of the things that, you know, we're getting from this morning and this afternoon's conference, this morning conference was about the energy crisis, the price of oil. This, the afternoon conference, which started about 4 o'clock, 4:30, they were talking about one of the American delegates, I wasn't told who exactly it was talking about the concern that the American citizens have had with the housing prices going down, so they're not investing that money. So what they needed to do is they needed to create the illusion that everything is going well. So what they're going to do over the next year and a half, is to bring the market back up to 1998, 1999 levels. They're going to get all the suckers to invest whatever little money they have left over, and that's when they're going to make the economy bottom drop out. They need to destroy the economy, because as we're running out of oil, when people don't travel, at least that's what they're saying, when people don't travel, when people don't have money, they don't travel, they don't spend any money, which means you don't waste a lot of oil and natural gas. That's the afternoon's
conversation. So how does this source, I mean, just ballpark, I mean, so you have the sources of...
Well, actually, there are two people who are members of the Bilderberg Club.
It's actually members.
They're members of the Bilderberg Club who, for years and years and years, have been going and participating in all the conversations. They've always been dead on, always. And last year, they said the oil prices are going to go up to 150. At the time, it was 39. It went up to 76, basically doubled. If it doubles again, it's going to be back to where these people
say. If they attack Iran, it will, it ought.
Year after year, Estulin and other reporters like Jim Tucker are able to report on future events with stunning accuracy, all because they know the agenda of the Bilderberg Group. The Bilderberg Group sits at the top of the world power structure. 125 of the richest and most influential individuals on the globe make up its membership. From Istanbul, Turkey to Chantilly, Virginia, we have tracked the elusive Bilderberg Group. Bilderberg always insist on a media blackout. By June of 2008, we had already figured out that Barack Obama was the elite's puppet of choice. The national media claimed that during the weekend the Bilderberg Group was scheduled to meet, that Obama had speaking engagements set for Chicago and the Midwest. We knew better. In a classic bait-and-switch, the Obama campaign told the press corps to get on Obama's campaign plane and that Obama would join them on the flight to Chicago. Campaign staff then slammed the door shut. The fawning press had been shanghaied as Obama's campaign aircraft lifted off without Obama.
Robert, why were we not told about this meeting and that the senator wouldn't be on our flight until the doors were shut and we were about to taxi to take off?
Again, we had a desire, Senator Obama had a desire to do some meetings. Others had a desire to meet with him tonight in a private way, and that's what we're doing. We set up these meetings. They're being done tonight. Again,
is there more than one meeting? Is there more than one person with whom?
I'm not going to get into all the details of the meetings. I don't know that I've got a ton more different answers for all of your questions.
Obama wasn't going to Chicago. He had a meeting to attend, a secret meeting.
Initially, it was believed that the secret meeting took place at Clinton's Washington, D.C. home. Obama's spokesman denied that, but won't confirm where the former rivals met. He also declined to comment on their topics of discussion.
For a day and a half, the mainstream media engaged in a wild goose chase, trying to find out where Hillary and Obama had gone. Three cover stories later, the corporate press had to admit they had no idea where the two candidates had gone. And to this day, Clinton and Obama aren't talking.
Plenty of sources knew about this meeting, told us and others that it was at Hillary Clinton's house, but clearly it wasn't.
In 2008, the trail led us to the Westfields Marriott Hotel, right outside Washington, D.C.
We just flew into Washington, D.C. We're driving to the Westfields Marriott. Tomorrow, the hotel's closed throughout the week, into the weekend for the Bilderberg Group meeting. We're going to check in the night before. They're going to kick us out tomorrow. So we're going directly into the belly of the beast. The hotel will be filled with at least five spy agencies, CIA, Defense Intelligence, Mossad, European Union Security.
We checked into the Westfields Marriott 48 hours before hotel guests were scheduled to be thrown out ahead of the annual meeting. The building was nestled in the heart of the military-industrial complex, with the National Reconnaissance Office and Raytheon just a stone's throw away.
You're listening to The Obama Deception, heard on Point West on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
And then getting out of the building. That's our plan. I'm also going to be getting a call by an international syndicated radio show, Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie. And all week he's getting briefings from me every night about things as they develop. George, we're sitting here in the room. As the phone rings with your producer, Tom Danhauser, to put me on, the fire alarm goes off. So everybody is exiting the building. I know this is a setup. They timed it exactly when this happened. Open the door. I want them to hear the fire alarm. Open the door. I want people to hear this live to the 16 million people listening. George, do you hear that? Now, they're going to use this as an excuse. The Westfields Marriott, right outside D.C. in Chantilly. They want to use this to flush us out of here. They're very upset. Everybody that covers Bilderberg, I was detained 2 years ago, interrogated, screamed at. They said Bilderberg was upset about me, wanted to stop us. This is guaranteed. Everywhere we go, we're followed. We have another hotel across town as a base of operations. They were there questioning us, getting in our faces.
We're being followed everywhere. I need everybody's support right now. I pray to God they don't try to set me up. They may have tried to concoct this in some way to say, you know, look, they didn't leave during a fire drill, assessing me, knowing I would stay and do the interview. But again, the moment the phone rang with Tom Danheiser, the moment the phone rang, the guys answered it, I'm standing there, the alarm goes off. It's going off right now. The guests are exiting the hotel out there. Of course, there's no fire. This is just absolutely insane. I noticed, too, that there was over 100 security people here today, but tonight we got back and it was a total ghost town. And this is what's insane. We have a security guy walk up to us 30 minutes ago, about 25 minutes ago, before this happened, and said, what are you guys doing? We said, we're just walking around checking out the artwork in the hotel, which we actually were admiring, and we were also going around getting some footage. And you know, they said, well, no cameras allowed. We said, fine. And then he said, yeah, we had somebody do a fire alarm a few weeks ago, and me and Rob, my camera guy, were going, why is he telling us about a fire alarm? I forgot that part, George. These bastards have done this. I don't know how. They're planning to try to set us up or something, but this is incredible. We are here in the middle of this right now, George.
Stay there. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Let's get out of here now, Richard. Don't screw around anymore. We got out of here on exactly the right time. Is this the way out? Turns, the same car's following us. Now he looks like he's following us into a... He came out of Bilderberg. He came out of the Westfield.
He's being a little bit subtle, but...
Not too. So there he is. That's him over there
that
in the blue
green,
car.
Yeah.
Back to the Marriott here in Chantilly, Virginia, the scene of Bilderberg 2008. We successfully infiltrated the last day and a half inside, got out with some great stuff. We've been tailed, and now we're going back to cover the dignitaries, the elitist, as they arrive. And right now is the prime time for them to start arriving for the next 3-4 hours. We took about a 30-minute break. I'm sure we missed a few, but it doesn't matter. We've got scores of people that just organically are listeners, InfoWarriors that are out here taking action. And we're going to be out here for the next 3 days while you try to chart the future of our destiny. We're taking our destiny back. You're not our gods or our masters.
We witnessed at least 7 convoys of armed Secret Service entering the Westfield's Marriott, and internal sources confirmed that both candidates did attend at least one meeting inside the conference. While the Bilderberg Group was 100% successful in 2008 at keeping their name out of the mainstream media, they did not fare as well when it came to the exploding independent press. During the entire 2-day event, anti-New World Order protesters and alternative media encircled the hotel.
You are being exposed everywhere, from David Rockefeller, from John Edwards, from Bill Clinton. Your game of secrecy is over!
You're gonna play Get It Game, it's up close, you piece of trash! You piece of trash!
This is Bernanke, man. Bernanke, you're going down!
Obama, we know you're here, Obama. You cleared your schedule.
arch criminals! New World Order scum! We are not your slaves, scum!
Brave Americans came from all over the United States and bullhorned the main conference hall at close range as the global power broker schemed inside. The global elite are desperate to keep their organizational meetings a secret. They are keenly aware that if the population discovers that policy is being developed covertly by powerful special interest, the people will revolt.
It is our duty to expose these criminals. It's a criminal act under federal law for federal officials to have private meetings to discuss world policy with non-federal workers. So everybody from the State Department, Treasury Department, White House, Defense Department, and others who show up, as they always do, they're committing a criminal act simply by being here to attend a secret meeting with officials from other countries to discuss U.S. policy in the world. So literally, it's a criminal act. And every newspaper, every broadcaster has a patriotic duty to expose these scum and the evil they project.
The election primaries served as a great diversion while the true future course of the nation was being set behind closed doors.
You've got, obviously, the Bilderberger Group founded by the former Nazi Prince Bernhard of Holland. You've got the Trilateral Commission founded by David Rockefeller's Zbigniew Brzezinski. They're the ones who ran the Carter administration. Everybody in the Carter administration, from Carter and Mondale and Volcker and Brzezinski, were all members of the Trilateral Commission.
Founding member of rap sensation Public Enemy, Professor Griff, gave us his view of the Obama phenomenon.
Barack Obama's been given a pass by the Blue Bloods. He's been given the okay by certain secret societies for them to let him in. I truly believe imperialism and fascism needs a facelift. And a facelift is going to have to be black. And the reason why I believe that, simply because I think they're trying to go into Africa. Well, they're already in Africa. But they want to totally control all the natural minerals that they're going to need to carry themselves into the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd centuries. Mm-hmm. You follow me? So I think they have to go through a phase of galvanizing the masses of dark-skinned people that truly believe that change needs to come, but the change that they're talking about is not necessarily change for the better as far as the masses of the people. Mm-hmm. It's probably a better change for them. It's not going to change for us, right, the little man on the totem pole. And no one looks at the agenda.
No,
long as he positions himself right, have the right tie on, have the right smile, repeats the slogans over and over and drives it home, the average American is just going to swallow it hook, line, and sinker. And we don't even know what the agenda is.
Writing in his 1964 book,
Softainmentradio.com. We're going to pause here in the presentation of the Obama deception and say that Talktainmentradio.com, we go where you go. Just download the Talktainmentradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're going to have more of the Obama deception on Point West here on Talktainmentradio.com.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's Ash Kickin.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
ASHKICKIN. Shop Ash Kickin online at www.ashkickin.com.
I am Dr.
Dr. Dawn Karima, and I have happy news. Yes, happy, happy, happy news. Happy news that I am nominated for the International Singer-Songwriters Association Award. Oh, and I would be so honored if you would take a moment and visit issasongwriters.com. That's issasongwriters.com. And vote for me to win the USA Female Vocalist of the Year, the USA Female Rising Star, USA Female Songwriter of the Year, and USA Female Emerging Artist of the Year at issasongwriters.com. And we can vote once a day per device through April 30th, 2020. I sure appreciate your help, and I thank God for the honor and the opportunity.
Attention, Central Ohio! Attention, Central Ohio! Lynn Cole Realty has an important announcement to make.
Effective immediately. We will sell your home for 5%. Yes, 5% commission. You will get the same great service we have provided for over 35 years. Hurry and call Lynn Cole today at 614-375-2289. We have buyers for all areas. Call today, 614-375-2289. 614-375-2289. You'll be glad you did.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Goodwill is a global social services enterprise and the leading nonprofit provider of job training programs and career services in the United States and Canada. To pay for its program, Goodwill sells donated clothes and other household items in more than 2,700 stores and online at shopgoodwill.com. Goodwill uses the revenue earned from these sales to fund job training, employment placement services, and other community programs. The goal of the campaign is to increase goods donations to Goodwill, inspire an emotional connection to the Goodwill brand, and to elevate preference for Goodwill. Will.
Supporting minority education. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. I'm here to tell you that as the mother of a high school senior, I know due to financial circumstances, many of America's deserving minority students do not have access to a college education. Since 1944, the United Negro College Fund has sought to provide one. Since 1972, the beginning of this campaign, UNCF has helped more than 300,000 talented students earn a college degree. I'm Sean Booker, damn it. Give a helping hand.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring, it's volunteering in your community, it's shoveling a neighbor's snow, or cutting an elderly person's grass for them, or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
At talktainmentradio.com, we don't just talk, we don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment, with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at talktainmentradio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. Talktainmentradio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power.
You are the power.
Right here on Talktainment Radio.
Welcome back. You are listening to Point West. I'm the host, Bobby, Mr. Bobby, and we are examining Barack Obama, and we will continue with that right here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. See if we're queued up, and we'll go right back into it there. Okay, and as we do that, you're finding out certain things about Barack Obama. The Bilderberg Group, and all that goes with that, the global elite and the agenda that they have turned the presidency into, not what you think it is. So there are proofs. If you need to take notes and go over this again, that would be well for you so that you know exactly what is going on so that you don't be fooled by what they tell you is the truth, but it's not the truth. Okay, so we're just about ready to cue that up here as we are working to do that. And I'm watching the hand signals because we want to get this straight. This is very important that you get this. Okay, yeah. This is called the Barack Obama deception. And it's very good. It's also on, it's on YouTube, and you can get that information when you tune up YouTube and follow this for more in depth. And you may have to play it over, because I've had to play it over a few times because I could not believe what I was hearing. But it's right there, and then you verify the facts. Don't just take it because someone says it. You need to verify the information so that you know that when you have conversation with someone that you can speak intelligently based on facts and not based on hearsay or your opinion, or make sure your opinion is based on fact and not just what you feel. That has nothing
on banking interest okay. By seizing control of the political government of the United States. The Trilateral Commission represents a skillful, coordinated effort to seize control and consolidate the four centers of power: political, monetary, intellectual, and ecclesiastical. What the Trilateral Commission intends is to create a worldwide economic power superior to the political governments of the nation states involved. As managers and creators of the system, they will rule the future. Bilderberg issues executive decisions and prime directives to its sub-directorates for implementation. The Trilateral Commission takes the Bilderberg Group agenda and executes it through regional roundtable groups throughout Europe, Asia, and the Americas. The Council on Foreign Relations serves as the managing roundtable group in the United States sector. The Council on Foreign Relations has dominated every administration since the days of FDR.
The way in which they make policy and rule is that they are a polycentric oligarchical system. You have to be a finance oligarch. Remember, this is not a society ruled by generals, not by priests, not by bureaucrats, not by demagogues, none of those, but by bankers. Bankers rule. And the bankers set up these institutions. They set up things modeled on the Royal Institute for International Affairs, Chatham House, and the Milner Roundtable of the period right after the Boer War, so even before World War I. You had the British setting up these roundtables, institutes with publications and conferences, and this is how they make policy.
Upon Obama's inauguration, members of the Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, and CFR flooded into every position of power in the executive branch, replacing Trilateral Commission and CFR members who previously filled the positions during the Bush administration.
When you look at the U.S. ruling class, you'd have to say that they're a really pathetic bunch of failures and bunglers. They are a miserable excuse for a ruling class. And that's one of the big problems we have, is you go from Clinton to Bush to Obama. What stays the same is the ruling elite that gives these puppets the orders that they act on. And these orders are wrong-headed, let's say, to say the least. They're basically bankrupt. They're going to lead to the collapse of this civilization. What they're doing is using the existence of the United States as a formerly powerful nation state to act out their Wall Street fantasies of world domination and maintaining their capital structures and maintaining their system of looting. And this can't be done. So the basic question is, they've hijacked our country and you got to take it back from them. You've got to drive Wall Street out of the government, and at that point you'd have a reasonable chance of getting back to prosperity and some kind of peace and order in international affairs.
We had a chance to speak with economist and author George Humphrey.
They have created a power elite. And we're not talking about the millionaire down the street. You can't even be a member of their club unless you're a multi-billionaire. And friends, this is not about rich versus poor. This is about a very, very small handful of the worst criminal element on this planet manipulating and destroying the good people of this nation and of this world.
About this Obama with change. Look at the people he's put in to mastermind the economic recovery. Larry Summers. I love it. Every time they talk about Larry Summers, he's always brilliant. He's another brilliant one. He's the one that helped dismantle the Glass-Steagall Act, the banking act that was put in place in the 1930s, so the banks couldn't become the banksters that they become.
In the 1990s, you had the beginning of the derivatives bubble, thanks to people like Alan Greenspan, Rubin, Summers, a lot of the people who are now back in the Obama administration. And the derivatives, I think, are the centerpiece of this entire problem today.
These are the same people, Geithner from the Treasury Department. Could you imagine that? Now we have the U.S. Treasury Secretary, who also is a Robert Rubin protege of the Larry Summers group, that dismantled Glass-Steagall and broke apart the regulations that would have prohibited the banks and brokerages from becoming these criminals. He was the former president of the New York Federal Reserve, and now he's our Treasury Secretary. And as we all know, the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express. It's a private bank. And now we've put this guy in charge of it? I mean, Wall Street has hijacked Washington in broad daylight.
Every single one of his appointments support the status quo. Every one of his appointments are there to screw the American people. Every single one of his appointments are people who are working to bring down the Republic and the Constitution of this country.
Secretary of the Treasury, Timothy Geithner, Bilderberg Group and Trilateral Commission member. Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, is a Bilderberg and CFR member. She is also married to Trilateral Commission member, William Jefferson Clinton. Ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, Trilateral Commission. National Security Advisor, General James L. Jones, Bilderberg, Trilateral Commission, and CFR. Deputy National Security Advisor, Thomas Donilon, Trilateral Commission, CFR. Special State Department Envoy, Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, and CFR. Chairman, Economic Recovery Committee, Paul Volcker, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, Council on Foreign Relations. The Director of National Intelligence, Admiral Dennis C. Blair, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR. Deputy Secretary of State, James Steinberg, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR. State Department Special Envoy, Richard Haass, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, and President of the CFR. Obama Presidential Advisor, Alan Greenspan, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission, CFR. State Department Special Envoy, Richard C. Holbrooke, Bilderberg, Trilateral, CFR. And the list goes on and on. Even if Barack Obama were the most wonderful person in the world, he was groomed and brought to power by the global elite to carry out their agenda. Humanity must look past Obama and realize that presidents come and go, but the shadow government and their program of global enslavement continues.
How could people be so stupid and gullible to believe a bunch of political people?
So people who voted for Obama were trying to express, I think, first of all, something worthwhile. The hatred for Bush, Cheney, the neocons, the desire to punish the Republicans for their adventures, their police state, and their economic depression. The second question was on the economy. People felt that Bush was selling them down the river into a world depression. He is, of course, the new Herbert Hoover in that regard. So they were trying to get something different from that. The tragedy, of course, is, and this is really why Obama was groomed and prepared over a period of almost 30 years now, that Obama is there to frustrate and to deceive all of those hopes. Obama is a cruel hoax. He's a bogus sham. He's an absolute denial of everything that you'd expect from an American president.
It is very disturbing to see well-meaning people falling for high-tech propaganda over and over again. It happened after 9/11. The American people en masse were swept into a mob psychology, irrationally throwing their common sense to the wind and doing whatever the administration told them to. The general public eventually caught on to the fact that George W. Bush was a deceitful thug and that the economy was in freefall. In the midst of it all, Barack Obama was there, speaking out against the abuse of the people at the hands of the establishment. With the election of Barack Obama, the world rejoiced that the United States was no longer in the hands of madmen. But unfortunately for humanity, this was another vicious fraud.
I want to like the guy. He speaks gently. He's intelligent. He seems to be a man of peace. He is just as charismatic as they come. But you know what? Is that a tree is really, really measured by the quality of its fruit. And when you kind of put away all the flowery words, when you put away all the rhetoric, when you put away all the rock and roll music, what he does is what's important for the people of this country, starting with the truth.
Obama is notoriously a liar. He promised that he would get out of Iraq, I think within 16 months at some point. We had Samantha Power telling the Scotsman that he wouldn't be bound by those promises, and sure enough, he's now not going to be bound by those promises.
Obama pledged in hundreds of speeches and interviews that within 6 months of being elected, he was going to bring our troops home from Iraq. But after he was inaugurated, the story changed. Now he said that they would look at bringing some of the troops home in 16 months. 2 weeks later, his story had changed again. Now the administration would look at bringing the troops home in 23 months.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election, where he first said, we're getting out. Well, now it's a timetable, and now it's da-da-da, because they're getting to him. They're understanding that and he ain't going to be able to get him out because people more powerful than him got us in.
When he first ran, remember, he was going to take the troops out. I get in there, troops come home, day one.
There is no military solution in Iraq, and there never was. I will begin to remove our troops from Iraq immediately.
And then that went to 16 months. And now he's going to add, they're saying, another 30,000 or more troops to Afghanistan.
Next, he sent 30,000 more Marines to Afghanistan, doubling the total number of forces in the crosshairs. Barack then announced that he was going to move missile systems into Eastern Europe to encircle Russia. But after all, what should we expect after he kept Bush's Secretary of Defense, Robert Gates?
The outcome of this policy is if you're constantly meddling near the Russian borders with these fascist creeps, IMF NATO agents like Yushchenko of Ukraine or Saakashvili or Georgia or these Kaczynski twins in Poland or various collections of people in Latvia, Lithuania, Estonia, you're tied
to these gangsters, and if they decide to start a war, that rapidly escalates into thermonuclear World War III. This is worse than the neocons. Bush and Cheney never got as far as Brzezinski, Soros, and the other people running Obama.
All righty. You've been listening to the first hour of the Obama deception here on Point West, exclusively heard on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Stay tuned for the second hour of the Obama deception, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, Point West.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.